Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
The Burt Show.
These War of the Roses always get a little bit out of hand. Here's the deal. Woman suspects man of cheating on her. So what she does is she calls us up and has us place a call to him pretending to be a florist. Now, she's on the line listening to what's going on. She wants to see who he's going to turn around and send these flowers to. Back to her or the woman on the side. That's what we call War of the Roses. Becca?
Yeah, this is Becca.
Hey, Becca.
Hey.
It's Bert at Q100.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Well, you know, I'm okay.
Yeah, you're a little curious about what's going on with your husband?
Uh-huh.
All right, tell us all about it.
Well, where to begin? I just moved here 3 weeks ago from Orlando, where my husband and I have lived. We met, and we worked together for a while. And got married, and he's still there because I got this amazing job up here. And he works in sales. He doesn't make as much money as I do, especially now. But he was doing really well, and we decided that it would make sense for him to stay there. But at this company where we both used to work together, I mean, even before we were married, there's this girl, Anne Marie, who was always flirting with him and trying, you know, just being a bitch. And
we prefer the word hoochie.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Both.
A little, yeah,
both.
A little
we're just
joking. Hobag. Yeah. So, but you know, we got married. We have a great relationship, so I thought or think. And now I'm up here. He's down there. We're not sure exactly when he'll be joining me, but we have mutual friends, obviously, who have seen him around town with Anne Marie.
Oh.
I smell something. When we decided that I should come up here on my own, he didn't seem to really have any problems with that at all.
Mm.
No regrets.
Mm. You're kind of hoping he was going to fight that a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I smell something really rotten, and I just need to know for sure. I mean, I already called my lawyer.
Oh, jeez.
You know, but I want to know for sure.
All right, well, we'll call him, and we'll find out what's going on. What's his name?
His name's Charles.
Charles. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Lindsay, as you know, will call up. She'll be a florist, pretending to give him a dozen roses. You'll be on the line listening to who he's going to turn around and send these roses to, and we're hoping it's not Anne Marie. But if that happens, let him tell Lindsay exactly what he wants to write on the card also before you start getting off on him. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Becca, hold on 1 second while we call him.
And his name is Charles.
Hello, this is Charles.
Charles, hi, this is Lindsay from Oh So Fine Florist. How are you?
I'm sorry, from where?
Oh So Fine Florist. We're a new flower shop in the area.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Great. Well, like I said, we're a brand new flower shop in the area, and your name came up in our database, and as part of a promotional offer, we're sending people free flowers, a dozen roses, and you can send them to whomever you like. Are you interested in sending someone free flowers?
Okay.
And I need to fill out a card first.
Okay.
Okay, who would you like to send the roses to?
Why don't we send them to Anne-Marie Beckish?
Okay, Anne-Marie Beckish. I'm just writing this down. And what would you like the card to say?
Thinking of you, Charles.
Thinking of you, Charles?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, Charles, you're a f***ing a-hole. I can't believe this. Oh, my God. That whore? You are doing that whore? Well, I'm up here working my ass off for our marriage? Oh, you are a bastard.
Hey, Charles, that's your wife. That's Becca.
Yes, it is Becca. Remember me?
We're calling from Q100 here in Atlanta, and Becca had a suspicion that you might be messing around a little bit.
Well, I found it looks like.
And she had us place this call to see who you'd turn around and send the roses to, and you sent them to Anne Marie and not back to your wife.
What?
Long-stemmed red roses.
Wait, what is this?
You are an
And you did this, and this is on the air.
This is on the air.
And Becca, this is all Becca.
This is Becca.
Oh, I don't think it's all Becca. I think it's all Charles.
You know what?
And you know what's really funny, Charles? You know what's really, really, really funny? Remember that prenuptial that I was so hesitant to sign?
You are out of your
right to
You are sad in your mind. Your mind is right. You're paranoid.
I'm paranoid because
Chuck, do you just want to explain to Becca calmly what's going on with Anne-Marie?
So there is nothing going on with that woman.
There
is nothing going on with her. It's in your head. It is in your head, okay?
Well, why would you turn around and send, you know, when you get the roses, why would you send them to Anne-Marie and not, you know, immediately send them to you?
I don't have to talk to you, number one. Becca, we are friends. It is an act of friendship. There's nothing going on with us, okay? Nothing. Now, you need to get it together.
This is classic. You're cheating, and it's my fault that I have a problem.
I am not cheating. I am not cheating on you.
Charles, why would you, if you're not cheating, then why would you send the...
talking to you, okay? It's none of your business. And you know something, Becca? I've had it up to here with all your suspicious bullshit, all right? You're paranoid. You're sick in the head.
Oh,
right?
I'm sick in the head? Well, you're the one who's going to get... Because that same prenuptial that was supposed to protect you, well, it protects me, too. You're not going to see one red cent of all the hundreds of thousands of dollars that I make to pay for our house in Atlanta.
Right? That's a big surprise there, you
The Bert Show.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.